Elise Stefanik promises to stand shoulder to shoulder as conference chair with Republicans to take back House majority. By Sean Moran on May 12, 2021. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, promised Wednesday to stand shoulder to shoulder with her House Republican colleagues to seize the historic opportunity to take back the House majority during the 2022 midterm elections. Stefanik sent a Dear Colleague letter to her fellow party members, promising to help lead them to take back the House should they elect her as the next House Republican Conference Chair. The New York Republican released her letter as votes were cast to oust Representative Liz Cheney, RY, as the conference chair. Stefanik told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle she views Donald Trump voters as critical to winning the midterm elections. The New York Republican promised to lead with three goals as conference chair. A disciplined, unified message from our leadership team and Republican conference to prosecute the disastrous and destructive Biden and Pelosi agenda. A communications posture on the fence every single day. Stefanik promised to take on Democrats, but also the biased mainstream media. Empower all our members to shine. Stefanik said that it is the conference's job to highlight and empower every member, not just Republican leadership. Stefanik wrote in her letter, "Despite the media's endless attempts to divide us, our members are united in our laser focus on defeating the radical socialist Democrat agenda of President Biden and Speaker Pelosi. Our members believe that the stakes are too high for us to be divided. We stand shoulder to shoulder in believing that we have a historic opportunity to work as a team to win back the majority in 2022 on behalf of the American people and save our great country." Stefanik said Republicans have a strong chance of taking back the House majority given Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has the slimmest majority in a generation. She argued she would communicate Republican solutions to the country, saying, "Our communications posture must be to go on aggressive offense every single day to break through the biased media. Our conference must engage across all media platforms including conservative outlets and alternative tech platforms. Our members should be provided key messaging points to fight back against the far-left media narrative on the issues most important to our constituents. A unified leadership team is the key foundation as we work to regain the majority. We have strong conservative policy solutions to protect our borders, secure our elections, reopen our schools, get Americans back to work, support law enforcement, protect our Constitution, and strengthen our military to counter adversaries like the Chinese Communist Party. If we get our message out, we will win and save America. I look forward to working with you as we share our unified conservative vision, regain the majority, fire Speaker Pelosi once and for all, and fight on behalf of the American people to save our country," she concluded in her letter. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.